Someone said in the old days, a comedian took a dirty joke and cleaned it up for radio. Today, he hears a clean joke and dirties it up for television. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. It's good to be able to sit down for a little while and talk about the Word of God and things that are spiritual. We appreciate your listening. Let's get to our study now, and we'd like to talk about a doctrine that is very widely taught in the religious world today. And the question we're asking about that doctrine is, does that tell us what the Bible says on this particular matter? The question we're talking about is simply this: does believing a thing to be right in religion make it so? The people of the world in general have accepted the idea that as long as a person believes a thing and is sincere in his belief, that means that God automatically accepts anything that he says or anything that he does. And so basically the idea that believing a thing to be right makes it so is an idea that is accepted very generally in our world today. But friends, think about that for a moment, and can you see in that the fact that every person, every individual, then becomes the standard of right and wrong in his own right? In the book of Judges, chapter 21 and verse 25, the record says there was no king in Israel in those days, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, if a person does what's right in his own eyes, does that make it right in religion? Just as there was no standard of authority with no king in Israel at that time, so it is true that there is no standard, as far as many are concerned, in regard to right and wrong in religion. I'm convinced, and I think you believe this as well, that the Bible is the standard God has given to tell us what is right and what is wrong. If someone says something religiously, he ought to be able to prove it by the Word of God. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world." Now let me ask you this. How would a person know if a man is a false prophet or a false teacher? Well, if he's going to try him, he has to have some standard by which he tries him. Can he use the standard? Well, anything that you believe in sincerely is all right. If that's the case, then every individual in the world becomes a standard of right and wrong to himself. Well, is that the way God set things up? Or is there a standard, a book, that you and I must answer to? Well, you remember in Psalms 119 and 89, the psalmist David said, "Forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven." That just simply means God's word is not going to be changed by men. It is settled in heaven. And it is the standard of right and wrong in religious matters. When Paul spoke about the people of Berea, he said they were more noble than the people of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be so. Now, when they searched the scriptures daily, were they not appealing to a standard of right and wrong? Weren't they looking into the Word of God and saying, here's what Paul taught, and we'll judge what he taught by the Word of God, the Scriptures? Well, actually, that was counted a mark of nobility. These are more noble, Acts 17 and verse 11, because they searched the Scriptures daily to see if they were being taught the truth. It seems to me if that was a good thing for the people of Berea, It certainly would be a good thing for men and women today. And instead of justifying what we're doing by saying, well, I believe that's the thing to do, why don't we go to the Word of God and find what the Word of God authorizes and go according to that Word? I remind you that in John chapter 12, 48, 49, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." In the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, the record describing the judgment scene says this, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged by the things that are written in the books." Well, certainly the Bible will be there to judge us in the last day. Now, let me ask you this. Do you really think that when judgment comes and the Lord judges us according to what we have done, is he going to say to us, "Now, what did you sincerely believe to be right?" Was that the idea? Or will he say, "Here's what my word says, what did you do?" Well, actually, the latter is the case. The word of God's the standard, and the Lord is going to ask us concerning what we did, our manner of conduct, and he'll require of us that we answer for the things written in the word of God. So if you had 2,000 people, and the standard is true, just believing a thing to be right makes it right, then you'd have 2,000 different standards of right and wrong, wouldn't you? Well, multiply that by the number of people who live on the face of the earth, and each one of them becomes a standard to himself. I think you can see why we have so much confusion among religious people today. One man saying, "This is what I believe." Another man saying, "Oh, I don't believe that. I believe something else." And on we go as people selectively decide what they believe and what they do not believe and expect everybody to accept their judgment along this line. Basically, the doctrine that we're looking at is this doctrine. If you're sincere, if you believe in a thing, then it's right. And you go ahead and do it in religion, and all will be well with you when the day of judgment comes. All of us are concerned about meeting our Lord in the day of judgment and accounting for what we have done as we have lived here upon the earth. But mark it down very clearly. We still have to answer to what God has said in regard to these matters. The Lord has given his word, and he expects you and I to abide by those teachings. If any man speak, he must speak as the oracles of God. Therefore, we simply conclude the doctrine that just believing a thing to be right makes it right is not biblically based. It's a doctrine which gives people liberty to do and believe anything they want to do, and they can go their own way thinking, "Well, I'm following what I think is all right," and with the idea that this is going to make everything all right with God. But if God's word means anything at all, it means that it must be treated fairly, and we must realize the finality of the things that are spoken in the word of God. We don't come along and say, "God, I didn't believe what you said, and so I'm all right, and you're all right as well." Well, tomorrow we'll look at this doctrine a little bit more and see if the Bible says the very thing that we're talking about. We appreciate studying with you today. We'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved."